بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who sends the most durood upon me. The closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who sends the most durood upon me. So today being the day of Friday, and we already know the virtues of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially on the day of Friday, some of the benefits of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is this, which has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the more you send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases, and the more you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closer you will be to him on the day of Qiyamah. And it's also a sign that you will succeed in this world and in the hereafter, because you will be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Another benefit of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that every time we send one durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sends down 10 mercies upon us. So one durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and 10 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. Another benefit mentioned in some hadith is that the malaika continue to send durood and make dua for you as long as you are sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The malaika and the angels continue sending durood and making dua for you as long as you are sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many other benefits as well which have been mentioned in the virtues of durood sharif. On the day of Friday, there is also a time where du'as are accepted. And the ulama say that this time is most likely between Asr and Maghrib, and especially closer to Maghrib Salah. So it's in the month of Ramadan, which is already virtuous, then on the day of Friday, then between Asr and Maghrib, we should make it a point that at least spend 10-15 minutes on the day of Friday before Salatul Maghrib, before Iftar, at least 10-15 minutes, and make it exclusive for dua. So even tilawat can be done at other times, but this time is very special. It's a time for dua. So even tilawah and dhikr and the rest of the things that we are doing, we should leave it for another time. These 10-15 minutes on the day of Friday, before Iftar, before Maghrib, make it exclusively for dua. It's a very, very special time. And also the virtue of reading Suratul Kahf, we already know that whoever recites Suratul Kahf on the day of Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a light from this Friday to the next Friday. And in some reports it's also been mentioned that he will be saved from the trials and tribulations of Dajjal. And with regards to dua, one thing to mention, that many brothers will know that Masjid al-Aqsa has been closed for many days now. And in the month of Ramadan, in these blessed days, the third most holiest place in Islam, the third masjid which has the most virtue, has been closed. So this is something which the ummah has to make dua for, that, oh Allah, open the doors of our masajid for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah.